He said.
Say something, look.
What is it?
About your budget? Any doubt? Con này có con ít tiền, ví dụ như là con
thêm mà
thay đi luôn lâu.
Ồ.
Rồi. Con nào mà người ta mang nguyên chỉ là.
Ừ.
Thay đi luôn lúc từ suốt từ lâu.
Tụi nào mít ta su, tụi mít ta su luôn.
Hả là.
Ồ, forest refuge của lại ở miếu tụi mít vậy. Tụi trên này nó rõ.
Mà hổ, hổ, mà hổ. Ai còn liền tất tật.
Ồ.
Tụi lúc ai mới mà màu tụi á.
Ừ,
hổ trẻ. Tụi mít ta tật.
Hộ nhiều
hộ công nghĩa chi mà mi là đi ôn học tiền và cái công gì
thầy nữa người ta rồi từ lúc ngày giờ tụ mì ó
ừ bây giờ tụ
mì à nào cả tụ
cụ họ có được practice
my practice
Wait, what your time interview
I'm sorry.
Interview time, two check.
That's right, he has the
this group.
Yeah, you group?
Yes.
Yeah, come. Oh,
turn on the
air
conditioning,
please. Yeah,
we try that right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You try to turn on the air conditioning.
Hello, somebody say. Everything okay?
Okay, not okay.
And what is okay? What is not okay?
I'm not ready.
You know, today is the second day, and yesterday I sit and sleep. You know, as always, when I come to retreat, and the first night, and I couldn't sleep. You know, I know I was attached to my bed at home.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Many people like this. Many people like this. So what?
You know, always, the first day, I sit and sleep.
Yeah.
And that's my problem.
So next time how to do?
Pardon me?
Next time how to do? Next retreat how to do?
And you know today is much better. Yeah, but always the first day I'm so tired, no energy.
Because you're not sleep. So next time when you're not sleep how to do?
You're
not sleep?
I didn't push it away. I know because I just get used to my bed, and this is a different bed and different place, so I couldn't sleep.
So
I know that, but I couldn't solve it. And always I lost one day in my retreat.
Yeah, and like you know, this is not a problem. Many people like this. A bed, different bed, and they cannot sleep.
And you know, I could not keep my mindfulness. That from that problem, I think another big problem. When I go to I go to close to the death, and when my body and my mind
close to death.
Yeah. When the day, one day when. When I go to close to the dead.
Oh, near the dead.
And you know, my body get break down, and my mind and my body is so pain, and so I couldn't be aware. Yeah, from this problem, I think another big problem. So how?
ก็ดิวันเนี้ยไม่ได้อ่ะเรามาดูตริถาลงไม่เอาเตกานี้มาสวยใส่ยอกกูอ่ะกูลงเป็ดซีไลน์ตริถาลงอย่างมันหมดแต่ดิปัตตนาเตยปัตตนาจี้ขึ้นน่ะ
So you start to learn how to be aware continuously every day
Yes
ขึ้นมาสวยก็ไม่อ่ะ
He says so you have you said it yeah every day
aware every day continuously
yeah when the problem starts he says you cannot start trying to be aware at that time there must be a momentum
ဒီပြဿနာဟိုဟောဘယ်လိုပြောမှန်းဒီ
တကယ်တမ်း အိမ်မပြောတဲ့အချိန်မှာ तू မမှတ်တာ
မမှတ်ေတော့မှာ
နေခင်းမှာမမှတ်တတ်တာကိုပြောတာဘာဆိုတော့ညာအိမ်မပြောလို့နေခင်းမှာ
အိမ်ငိုက်တယ
်တတိထားလို့မရဘူးပြောဒါပေမဲ့ तू ကညာမှာတတိထားလို့ရတော့ तू မသိဘူ
း So next time if you not sleep when do you not sleep how to do
at night when you are not sleeping what do you do
continue thinking
I couldn't sleep and I just, you know, try to sleep and,
Don't try to sleep.
No.
Important, don't try to sleep. Huh? You cannot sleep. The mind, not want to sleep. That time you aware your mind and body. Try to be aware, not try to sleep. If you try to sleep, you remember your bed. More remember your bed. That's why your mind more reaction cannot sleep. So don't next time, don't try to sleep. Be aware that time. Be present moment and what happening body and mind. Don't let the mind thinking.
You know, sometime I just listen to Buddha teaching.
Yes. Yes. Then. Yeah. Yes. You can do this. If you listening, the mind change idea, the mind calm down, can sleep. Why the mind cannot sleep, the mind have thinking, negative thinking or worry, anxiety or attachment, anything thinking, the mind is aversion, that's why you cannot sleep. That time your mind become peaceful, you can sleep. So do something, do aware or listening or change the object, don't think about, don't try, not thinking about the sleep, for sleep. If, and also right attitude, sometimes you think, listen the Buddha teaching also, just listening,
okay.
Not because of your sleep. No, don't. Attitude is motivation. You're not thinking I'm listening the tape. Maybe I can sleep. Not think like this. Just listen. Try to listen. Be present. But don't expectation to the sleep. Don't try to sleep. Important is not try to sleep, just what should we do and do something. Or change the object or make your mind calm down. The mind is calm down, you can sleep. Understand? Okay. Problem is you try to sleep. And also your old habit, next time I go another bed, you cannot sleep. You think. So this old idea also make your mind more aversion.
You know, sometimes at home, I also have some night, couldn't sleep, but I listen to the Buddha teaching and easier to sleep.
Yeah, easier.
Yeah, my bed. But here, I don't know, it's very hard to sleep. And, you know, I think tomorrow, when I sit in the meditation hall, I will be asleep, but that make me feel bad.
Don't think about your sleepiness. If you want to sleep, just try. No? Right attitude.
Okay.
You have the right attitude and try to face this sleepiness.
He said that it's because you already, your mind has already decided that this is what is going to happen. That's why it happens. Do you understand this? You already plant an idea in your mind, and so it's going to happen for you.
You mean,
you believe it, but actually it's not as bad as you think it is. Yeah.
So my instruction is, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the sleepiness. Don't think about the future. Present moment, what you're aware of, and interest, what happening now. Don't think about the future, next, what happening. Don't think about the future. Present, interest to the present moment, what happening. If you sleepiness coming, you said welcome. And interest, be aware, what happening. That's all. Right attitude, don't resist. This is the nature. The mind, everybody, every mind is a sleepiness have. So this is a nature, be aware what is happening as much as you can. If you cannot, open the eye and you can try. If you cannot, so sleepy, stand up, walk, and cannot sleep it, go and sleep. Okay.
Thank you.
That's all. No, don't worry. Don't resist about what's happening. Don't negative view and what is happening. Don't think about negative. It's what is happening. I said already, everything is happening in the body and mind are nature. First, you think this first, then you can assess what is happening. And accept, and then you get interest or aware. Then you can practice. No more, you are already negative talk and you drop it, view and you look this, the mind more aversion comes.
I understand.
Okay.
And you know, today it's much better, and my awareness start working.
Okay.
And I wash my thought come, and I see the thought relate to my family.
Mm.
I care about it, so it's come up. Another thought from my friend, and another thought, and I see. I just follow my thoughts, and I watch it, and I observe it, and I know some thought is not necessary to think about it.
Mm.
It just come and go.
Mm.
And I watch it, and you know, I just keep going. And today, that's it.
Okay.
And just
okay.
Some
thought is no problem, huh?
Yeah.
Thought is no problem. Awareness is important. If you thought happening, you aware, this okay. That's okay because your awareness there.
Yeah.
So you need to check your awareness continue happening or not. Every thought come and go. And why we are aware of the thought? We not try to get rid of thought. We aware the thought. And slowly we can learn from the thought. This is not necessary. This is understanding something about that this happening. And sometimes the mind realize this stupid thought, stupid mind, stupid nature, no need, not necessary. Then the thought automatically stop. You no need to stop your thought. Be aware and try to understand it arise. That's all. Sometimes you watch and every thought coming. You aware when sometimes you get understanding what is nature of the thought. So why are we aware? We try to learn something to happening. Something this experience. Try to understand something about this. Okay? Don't try to get rid of. Don't try to stop. Be aware and learning to get that understanding.
And you know, sometime before, when I follow and I watch it, and sometimes all the thoughts stop, and my mind becomes so calm.
Mm.
And just like in the front of my mind is nothing. I don't have any thought to think, nothing in my mind.
Sure.
But I, my mind very alert.
Love, yes.
Yeah, I can hear some noise around.
Yes.
I can hear very soft noise on
yes.
On the wood floor.
Yes.
But I think if I just, I just watch it, and the object not change, and maybe that is concentration meditation.
No, because you pay attention to the concept. Huh?
Yeah.
This concept is not changing.
Yeah.
Yeah? You think it's nothing.
Yeah.
This is not object. Really, object is a sound or something. This is object. The mind is aware, awake.
Okay.
Understand?
Okay.
So you check your awareness. Not this happening. Object is already there. Your mind is now is you are stuck to this emptiness or nothing.
Okay.
That's why you're not moving.
Okay.
This is not right object. This is your concept.
Okay.
Because you think nothing. That's why the mind is nothing. This is how to say object, become object, but this object is not right object.
Okay.
So don't pay attention to this stillness.
Okay.
Not nothing. Don't pay attention. Pay attention, your mind is aware. Okay, aware what? Sound, quiet, no thinking, like this. Actually, the mind is thinking. You said nothing. Mean is the mind is not thinking.
Yeah.
This is object. But you cannot get this as the object. So the mind not changing this state. So not pay attention this state. You pay attention your awareness there or not. Now you know the now you recognize the mind is awake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is
yes,
object.
Yes. Yes. I that know everything around, but in front of me nothing.
This
so
in front of this is your concept.
Okay.
In front of, don't pay attention to this in front of your object is the mind is aware.
Okay.
Okay?
I understand.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then many objects there, no?
Yeah, before I taught that's the concentration. So I changed my object to
change the object is your mind, it's aware, not this. Understand? No. And how about you?
I always have a question. Do I have to limit my question to certain criteria?
Mm.
Just the practice?
Fabio? Yes, your practice experience tell this more important. Theory is not important here.
Okay.
Now you recognize your mind. Why you moving?
Actually, I've been aware that of that for a while. For example, if I pay attention to my neck, the neck will move. If I pay attention to the back kind of move around.
Still have. So now that's why I said don't focus to watch. If you pay attention, this tension is very energy. Too much energy, that's why this area is moved. Understand? That's why I said don't focus. You have a lot of energy. You focus the mind energy. You check the neck is move. You check the waist move.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
So too much energy. Huh? So you check your energy. Just watch like this. Relax way. Not like this energy to push.
Okay. And the benefit of the relaxed way is?
Relaxed way loot about Chu Shiller.
Because we don't no need to energy too much. That's why we need to relax. If you use a lot of energy, the energy push you to not, you cannot see the nature as it is. That's why we not use a lot of energy. Instruction I give many examples why we are not forced. Understand? Because no need. Over energy. Everything you use over energy, you energy waste. Don't waste your energy.
Okay.
You need to practice the whole day.
Okay.
If you use a lot of energy, your energy you waste and you're more tired, tension coming.
Okay.
And not necessary things happening.
Yeah. I did notice some things. I noticed that the mind and the body seems very, very intricately connected.
That's right. Yeah. So if your mind is something happening, the body also something happening.
Yes, that's right. Sometimes sometimes when I'm thinking about something, my body will react.
Changing. Yes.
And then sometimes when my body is uncomfortable, my mind will react, and sometimes it goes back and forth.
Yeah. This connection have. That's also right view. Yeah. You understanding the mind and body is connection here. Okay, this is good. But if your mind is too much energy, the body also look like this.
That's right.
So you check your energy, no? You check your mindfulness energy.
Mm.
So you use your energy too much.
Okay.
Check your energy. No?
Okay.
So
he has too much energy. So what's the useful way to use that?
Don't
energy?
Do nothing.
Hey, energy. What's a useful way to use that energy?
Better way is don't use. Don't use. Because you use the waste. We not need to energy too much. We need wisdom energy, not effort energy.
So what's a good object to watch?
Your awareness.
So it's kind of like just mental noting what's going on, and not necessarily have to be very aware of the details. Just kind of like mental, mentally I'm aware that there's a sensation here.
Yes.
I don't have to pay close attention. Just be aware that there's a sensation here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No. Noting. What mean in noting?
Well, do I say it? ဒီမှာပြုတ်ရုံပဲတော့အသေးစိတ်ကြည့်ဖို့မလို့အ
ဲ့ဒါပြောတာပါမနေ့ကတည်းကအသေးစိတ်ကြည့်ကြမလို့လို့ပြောနေ
တယ် He said that in the instructions yesterday
don't
look
into
detail yeah
I also noticed some other things I noticed whenever there's aversion clinging there's tension and whenever there's there's better thoughts it's that the body is relaxedAnd also delusion also causes clinging and aversion, and the body will tense up again.
So?
Huh?
And the tamira, lobha dosa phit,
khana
ra tin ne, kaun ne twi re phit, tatta re, moha shin le lobha dosa phit lwa bokha ne ko.
Oh yes, right. Yeah. This is you understanding this process, no? Okay, good.
You said here, what you just told us not to focus too much.
Yeah.
And then here, in this pamphlet here, it says that, is watching mind properly aware or only superficially aware?
Properly or not focused later.
Yeah, properly mean is the mind is continuous aware, not like this. Wandering aware, not like this. The mind is wandering aware like this. It's not properly. To continue aware is properly.
Not focusing, but continuous.
Okay.
Your superficial aware is you are not very interested in what you are doing.
But teacher, I think if you aware of wandering, is it still aware?
Yes.
Is it properly aware? You're aware of the wandering.
It's still properly aware. Yeah.
Yes. Aware continuously. What happening, wandering or stay there,
yeah.
You know continuously is properly aware.
Yeah. I just try to clear out what you're
thinking about. My meaning is you wandering is you're not aware.
Right.
Outside you're thinking about the outside thing and all. Forget is
right.
Superficial aware, yeah.
Right. But you're aware of wondering.
That's thinking, you don't use the word wondering. If you're aware of thinking, yeah.
Today is the interview, so is that anybody is in the group B? You wanted to ask the teacher about a question or experience about your practice in the last couple of days? Here's a chance. We have another chance, only two. So please ask or just share with the experience of
whatever. Interview time is only 4 days.
I know. So please do.
We'll call labor major.
Otherwise it's in the next 5 years, maybe.
Another question. Sorry.
To check the visa.
I'm not in the group, but I know it's the next 5 years. I better take my chance.
I think the teacher asked him to come because he's so
I know. You should come to Burma.
The reason why I use intense energy concentration is because my mind was drifting away. I thought that would be a skillful means to regain my concentration because my mind was it was daydreaming. And then I try to focus. When I focus too much, and I think I have too much energy. But after I do that, I intend to.
Why you use too much energy? Because you are afraid your mind is wander.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This afraid is wrong attitude. Okay? Meditation aim is don't afraid anything. Whatever happening, we try to recognize, be aware of what happening. If you use a lot of energy, because your motivation is defilement, because you're afraid. You don't like, because your aversion to the, you're afraid or worry, the mind is wandering. Yeah. This is a defilement. Because of this attitude and you focus, this energy too much, that's why problem coming, body moving or thinking, because you use a lot of energy. That's why I said, why the people use a lot of energy? They want something, they use a lot of energy. And they don't like something, they use a lot of energy. Now you use it because you're worried, you don't like the wandering mind. That is anger.
Yes.
So your energy and anger together. That's why your effort is wrong effort.
Oh, okay.
That's why your body like this.
How about I always use the changing of my body is the main object. You know, for example, when I walk, I know my body moving. When I breathe in, my chest rising, falling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if my mind arrives, for example, thinking arise, and I know thinking or bad desire arise.
Yes.
And sometimes I feel bad desire is suffer.
Yes.
And I let it go, come back to the movement of the body.
Yeah.
And relax.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
That's okay, this is no problem.
Yeah.
Because you know this is a, because the let go, how do you get let go is you know this suffering.
Yeah.
This is understanding. We try to understand, some understanding arising. No, bad desire coming, you aware, then you recognize this is suffering. That's why you can let go.
Yeah, I'm able to let it go because, you know, if anger, right, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel suffer.
Yes.
I suffer. I feel no good.
Yes.
And I come back to the movement of my chest.
Yes.
Rising, falling.
Yeah.
And anger disappear.
Yeah, finish. Because your motivation is simple. Huh?
Yeah.
Because you know what this is suffering. That's why he come back, no problem. Now situation is that he motivation is not, he don't want to do this. That's why anger is moving.
Yes.
Motivation is anger. That's why he use a lot of energy.
And sometimes anger arise. I feel anger suffer. Suffering. And you know I know I am suffering.
Yes.
So love and kindness arise. You know.
You love yourself.
I know. I am suffering, so I love myself. So when love and kindness arise and joyful arise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Good. If you have intelligence, you are aware, intelligence have many times this anger or defilement coming, you are aware. One time, two time, three time, you interest, four time, you recognize this is a suffering. You can feel it. Your interest not want to go away. Every time the defilement coming, you recognize, then you can understand it arising. This understanding can stop the defilement. Awareness cannot stop. Awareness duty is just recognize what is happening. Understanding arising, this understanding, how to say, take care of this defilement. You cannot take care of defilement. Defilement is they do their job, understanding they do their job. If understanding arising, then defilement stop. Some understanding.
Yes.
Your duty is to be aware and watch. That is your duty.
That's why I think sometimes when I notice that I'm happy and I'm relaxed immediately, and I'll be smiling.
And attachment like this. And next time you want it again. And if you cannot, try again.
Okay.
More try. Then move the content.
Okay.
So important to know aim of awareness, right? This, we want to know, we try to understand, that's all, not want to go away though, want to happen is something, understand?
Yeah. Yes, I meditate, you know, just like to exercise my mind,
yeah.
So I try to keep the mindfulness continuously as long as I can.
Yes.
This morning I get a good one.
50 minutes without, you know, lost anything.
More.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
in the afternoon, I get into the same situation, but I think look like I get into a seminary, you know. I can sit there for 2 hours continuously, very mindful.
Yeah.
Then I get bored.
Yeah.
And another thing I noticed is the intensity of awareness about 80%, as is usually, you know. That means it's not very strong. Why?
Mm?
The intensity of
the DR. She said, "Yeah, I know my shit is about to get
worse." Hmm.
The deal. Exercise အနေနဲ့ယူရဲမနေ့ကမနေ့50လောက်ရတယ်တဲ့
ဒီ
လေကျတော့နှစ်နာရီရတယ
် What motivation your awareness?
Hmm? Oh, my awareness just like an observer, I observe the knowing. Whatever I'm knowing, I just noting. So at like at the meantime, I can know so many things.
Yes.
Yes.
So what benefit you have?
Hmm?
What benefit you have? You can continue like this.
Yeah.
What benefit you have?
What?
Benefit.
That's what I get bored.
Yeah. If you recognize benefit, you never bored. If you continue awareness, what quality of mind, what state of mind, quality of mind is what that one? How blue beyond? How about the quality of mind? If you're not aware, the quality of mind, what different? You need to check this aware and not aware, what different? Quality of mind, eh? Now you said continue awareness coming, your mind becoming samadhi. Continue the awareness coming, your mind becomes samadhi, no? You need to value or tamutha,
value.
Value about what you are doing. You do like this, happen like this. You not do like this, happen like that, like that. You need to check this what different. If you recognize this, you want to do that. You're not born in what this doing this. You are not recognized. You are only just doing. You're not checking, investigate what different. Knowing is how value the knowing or awareness there. You don't understand. If you understand it, you want to be aware all the time, because you know the benefit. Now you aware, but you not check a benefit or have or not. You not understanding not coming. That's why you become bold. Understand?
Yeah.
So
okay.
What?
I have another question related to my last retreat. I experienced something that I don't know what to do. Like, you know, like the phenomenon of the black hole in the middle of the galaxy. Whatever moving around, it will suck into the black hole. I experienced something like that. That means when meditating, you know, I feel that I'm sucked into something.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, many people experience like this. They suck to the object.
Yeah.
Cannot, because you use a lot of energy. Then this energy suck to the object, you cannot move. And so then you become bold. Long time, you not understand it arising. So that's why I become instruction. I said, don't focus too hard. Your objective of object is awareness and not object. People use long time meditate one retreat day by day, the concentration stronger and stronger. This concentration to the object. Then the mind is to the object and stuck. So understanding not coming. So we more pay attention to our awareness. No? What is awareness? Awareness is right attitude or wrong attitude. If you're aware, what? If you're aware and understand arising or not, we are checking our mind state, not object. Understand? If you start to the object, you don't know how to do next. We are learning the whole object, the whole field. Object, the mind is knowing, the mind is aware. And what this the whole field, we learn everything. Then we can understand arising. If you start to the object, you cannot learn anything. Maybe long time, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, you can start to the object, but you cannot learn. Understand? That's why I said, what do you want? If you samadhi, samatha practice, like this. We want to apply this, want understanding. What do you want? If you practice like a samatha, like this, you like this. Start with the jhana. Like a jhana is a jhana means mind is stuck to the object. Understanding in panya is a, you see that reality of mind and body nature, and you watching everything continuously. Then you slowly you understand, oh, because of this, because of that, the relationship. Then you can understand it arise. That is our insight meditation, vipassana meditation aim. That's why I said don't focus to the object. Back up to the what you watching mind. And that is the more important. Be aware that your mind watching, walking, the mind is aware. So this mind aware, what value have? What you have, what you get it of this awareness. Awareness is there, what happening? No awareness, what happening? Slowly you learn from this awareness, not object. Object is body sensation, feeling, the mind. That is object. So every meditation, this object and mind. We learn from our mind, meditation mind, not object. Object, you pay attention to the object, it's a samatha idea. It's slowly, this your strong, this concentration stronger and stronger, it most close to the object, then start to the object. That part you cannot learn anything. And we go back, retreat, what do you use? If you go back to your home, you cannot do like this. So if you understand something in the body and mind, what relationship? Now you see, the mind, thinking mind, you can, this loba or dosa mind coming, your body is suffer or mind is suffer. If you understand like this, you don't want to thinking about the bad thing. If you know, then you don't do this. If you notice, oh, the mind is thinking negative, you feel negative. If you recognize, he can use in the daily life. Okay?
I'm sorry, I have one last question.
We trust you.
A lot of people ask.
Because we practice meditation, vipassana, we try to learn how to apply in our life. We aware of our thought. Huh? Why? So every time in the daily life, you all the time thinking. Do you recognize every thinking? Then you slowly know, this thinking no go, this thinking lead to be your suffer. So many times you know, you want to do it again? Slowly you can change. This person, negative thought coming, oh, this is suffer. So you let go. You're not suffer. If you not at the practice your thinking mind, in daily life all the time thinking negative. Then you sitting and meditating, then all negative movement I have. Continue wondering, you cannot control. Only you sitting 1 hour, only 5 minutes is calm down and finish. So understanding can use. No? In daily life, vipassana, understanding can use our daily life. So try to understand something. What is this? Why is this? What is this? Why is this happening? Try to understand this. Our center, the one 16 years, 17 years old, younger, she come, she also made a little bit problem. And she come to practice 3 days, 4 days. I said, now do you practice 4 days? What benefit you have? But she said, if I aware, my mind is released. Relax. If you're not aware, the mind is moved. Agitate. She only understanding that much. Every weekend she come to practice. Because understanding. If you are aware, awareness there, the mind is quality change. Not aware, the mind is suffer. She recognize this that much, not much. Not too much understanding, only she understanding that much. That's why and slowly I understand that yogi, ask the yogi. You aware, why you benefit? Yogi need to know himself. Why are we aware? So aware, what different you are? The yogi don't know themselves is problem. If understanding himself, oh okay, you try again. Because of this motivation comes from inside, not outside. Not push other people, try to go, you go and meditate. Not like this. She understand inside, this is benefit. This understanding leading continue like this. So understanding is powerful. Samadhi is you have a samadhi, okay, you can go. If you no samadhi, you how to say? You don't want to do anything. If you samadhi good, oh, you just practice good, practice good. If you no samadhi, oh, practice bad. I don't want to practice. Understanding is all the time. He understand one understanding arising, you not forget all the time. Just remember all this good benefit. He know. That's why he do. So we practice about how to say. Why we practice? We try to understand something. No. A good situation or bad situation. Yesterday I said, I also aware in bad situation I can understand something about sound. Understand something. Situation is very bad, but you can understand if you have a right attitude and you watch, you can understand something. This understanding never forget. The whole life I never forget this understanding. Liking, disliking, because if you because of you liking, you disliking come. This understanding is very, so anytime I like something, the mind is break. Okay, be careful. Maybe coming next. Because of understanding. So learning process is not immediately to get something. Long time, where learning process. Then you can see the whole picture, you can complete picture coming, you understand. Some many people said they watch the thought. Aware the thought, oh, this thought is stupid thought, then thought stop. Because he realized this thought is not benefit. This understanding make the defilement stop. He not try to stop, he try to aware the thought every time coming. The mind slowly understand. This thought is not benefit. Then he finished. We want is a disunderstanding. We watch the this thought, from the thought we get the disunderstanding. This should or not, need or not, benefit or not. This is something
yeah, blue pure. Comprehension.
Sampajanya is a four kind of sampajanya. First is a should or not. Second is need or not. Understanding. Sampajanya is understanding. Should or not, need or not. And third and fourth is more higher. Because third is understanding the nature, body and mind all the time. His attention is in reality. So this is the third level. Fourth level is anicca dukkha, the understanding of this continuously, all the time. First and second is should or not, need or not.
I'm sorry.
Should or not, necessary or not.
Oh, okay.
I have another question related to the book.
Yeah.
When I meditate Vipassana, I read the great four topics of meditation, Vipassana, like the body, the sensation, the mind, and the Dhamma.
Yeah, four kind of foundation, yeah.
And one of the sentence that I don't really understand, for example, they say, noting your sensation inside your body and outside.
Oh.
I don't understand outside.
Outside is object, yeah? Inside is the mind. Understand? We saw outside is object, inside the mind.
Okay.
You need to know object in mind.
Oh, not something.
No, not outside. Other people's sensation. You cannot how to experience. Outside is object, inside is the mind.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And the people have not told them about
that.
Sometimes, if you can realize the mind nature. If you know your nature of the mind, you're angry. You realization you're angry very well. No? You understand about your angry very well. You look at other people, what happened, you know. Some people angry, because you know the angry, then you look on what happened. This is another kind of outside inside. But direct experience outside, you cannot experience direct.
I know that, you know, their school, you know, they focus on body or sensation or mind.
Yes.
Is there any school focused on Dhamma? The fourth one?
One is a body sensation. No. How to say? Kaya Nupassana. Kaya Nupassana is not for, not actually it's a four kind of four element, not four element. Kaya Nupassana is you aware your action. Kaya Nupassana is a lot of samatha. Kaya Nupassana is a lot of samatha. Kaya Nupassana means is your watchdog. You aware your body, part of body movement, and tadi tupa or anapana. It's a kaya Nupassana, many parts. Anapana tadi tupa is a kaya Nupassana. And vedana, citta, and rupa is a dhamma. If you know this sensation become nature, no person. Feeling also no person. Mind also no person. Then this is dhamma nupassana. Kaya means is collecting. You know the whole body, you watch your body, your hair, your hand, the body, your leg, everything collecting, then this kaya coming. If you take off one by one, what is this? We try to wear ourselves kaya nupassana and tadi dupa, hair or skin, or, and slowly this become tadi leva buyo. Four element. You see the water element is what, and this you first you concept. This is samatha, concept and aware yourself. Hardness, softness, many bone is hard and skin is soft, but you aware yourself. This is a tadi dupa, and slowly, slowly you become aware that understanding arising. This understanding know the nature of this five element, four element, softness, hardness. This is the nature. Then you become dhamma nupassana. No personal. This is the nature as it is. That time you become dhamma nupassana. Feeling also vedana. I'm feeling also, mind also. You understand this is the nature, then become the manupasana. People think kaya nupasana is this he call is actually it is the manupasana.
Thank you.
Titi tutu means you know.
When the unwholesome start. It's an old, unwholesome start.
Old. Old.
Okay. It happens.
Long time. This time was a long time. Okay.
Right. And when it happens, it causes a lot of disturbance in the mind.
Mm. How to do?
Right.
What should we do?
Well,
first, I try to give a question answer again instruction. What should we think about this happening?
Do we watch it?
Yeah. How? What do you think about? What should we think about this? What
from,
is this?
From what view, Lumi?
It's nature.
Okay. First step. You think about this nature is it nature?
Right.
Thinking is nature. Feeling is nature. Then you are aware. If you pay attention to the old storyline, you said old,
Right.
Old is story. If happening is not old, new. This thought is now. Feeling is now. Now arising. It's new. It's a reality. Thought storyline is concept old.
Right. But then instead of but you know when that comes up, you know that it's very unpleasant in the body too.
Yeah.
So because I know that there's nothing I can do about it, it's over. Because I know that, you know, it's over.
What is over?
The story is over.
Story over. Now
right.
Why have happened?
I can't help it. Okay. So can I just drop it and not even you know, not even feel it?
No, no, we not drop it. We try to learn why this suffering, this feeling coming again. No. We try to learn. We try to learn this feeling is what? This thought is what? Why we are thought like this? We want to know, that's why we are aware every time coming.
Okay.
When you understand it, then you are not thinking like this. Then this problem finish. Memory, you cannot get rid of memory. Yeah? Problem, story is finished. But memory is inside your mind. Every time the memory coming. Why you react this memory? Memory, you cannot get rid of. Even you die, you not forget. But if you understand it, you're not anger again. That's why we learn our thought and our mind. Memory coming, why the mind, how to think about this memory, and what point of view you think about this memory, and why you're feeling like this. We try to learn.
So then you ask questions to yourself?
Yes. Asking questions and aware. That is a, we investigate, we call investigate. Why are we, why are like this? But not all the time asking, huh? not all the time asking, all the time aware. But asking only one time, enough. Why? Then you watch move. Understand? Many people, they, some people they have experience, some people they very angry all. His father, he angry his father. When if sitting meditation might come down, his father come. Then he angry. So I ask, this is appear, your thought, is your father or this is a mind? How do you think? Your image, your father image coming. Eh? And I ask this yogi, this image, your father image arising, is your father coming or the mind is, memory mind is arising? How do you think?
Memory.
If you memory mind, you're not anger. If you think this is your father, fine. Only the wrong attitude, wrong view and right view walking. So what point of view and you watch this object, what do you think about this? If you understand this is a memory, just a memory. Mind is a mind. Every time he coming, no problem. Understand? Personal, and your attention is which way to attention, your pay attention, this is a personal, storyline, concept, and other way is a reality. Mind is reality, feeling is reality, nature as it is. What do you think about this? If you concept, you anger. If you think this is a nature, no problem.
Right. I guess because in the past, when that came up, I just pay attention to the sensations, and that really sometimes it's so unpleasant that I don't want to look anymore.
Oh, you all the time.
What? No. It's not that I push it away.
Yeah.
But it's more like it makes me even more sad.
Yes, because your wrong idea, wrong thought. You change the right attitude, no problem. You watch, calm down.
Okay.
Only your right attitude and wrong attitude. Beginning people, they practice, normal people, they aware every experience, thinking, feeling, seeing, hearing. Every experience, they thinking is a concept. Ordinary people, they don't know, they only know the concept. But now you practice meditation, you have information, knowledge, this is a feeling, this is a nature, this is a mind. And slowly you aware and you learn, you slowly understand it. Oh, this is a reality, this is a concept. Then, this person, we person, a meditator, try to pay attention to the reality more. You can choose. You can choose two ways, concept or reality.
But then, essentially,
if you reality, you pay attention, your mind thinking about reality, you're not reaction. Not reaction, not coming. If you, attention is a concept, the mind all the time liking, disliking, coming. Because of wrong view and right view, walking.
But a sensation is reality, right?
Reality, yes. Feeling, just feeling is reality.
Mm-hmm.
Then if burning sensation coming, suffering, you
right.
Watch this feeling. And if you understand this feeling is feeling, no body, no, this is a nature. If you want this understanding arising, immediately this feeling gone. Suffering feeling gone because understanding, like a light coming, the darkness gone, like this. If you light coming, the darkness is gone, like this. If understanding arising, the suffering, the defilement mind is completed. A two kind of nature of the defilement go away. Sometimes we focus and concentrate, continue watch the feeling, continue watch. The mind cannot think about the storyline.
Right.
Then also calm down, but not understand.
Yeah.
There's two ways. One is the concentration, because of concentration, continuous aware and concentrate. The mind cannot think about the storyline.
Right.
The feeling is go away because of concentration, the mind cannot think about storyline.
Right.
Okay, this is because of samadhi. Mm. Another way is you watching, and understand arising, immediately finish. This is a vipassana. But beginning, we learn from this concentration, calm down, and that time, you know, very important. The feeling, suffering feeling coming. You watch, continue watch, that feeling calm down, and finish. That time, understanding can arise. You continue learning. If you're not learning, you satisfy, oh, defilement go away, you have this understanding not coming. Because of samadhi and you defilement go away, people is satisfied, oh, sometimes, okay, no, go away. So the understanding not coming. You continue learning. When the defilement go away down, then you check again this nature. The defilement will go away, then you check what happened. Then you think about this happening again. Then you realize some defilement go away, that time you can understand it arise. How to say? Oh, okay, use some example. Many people, they watch, they are angry about some storyline. Some people, they're angry. They watch, they're angry. Angry go down. Then they call back these people, this storyline. You're not anger, no? Now not anger go.
Right.
Then you call back this storyline. That time you can see something, some point of view. That time you can realize, understanding can arise. Some yogi, I try like, I advise like this, he practice like this, he watch his anger go away, then he call back this person, this storyline, this problem. That time he understanding this problem, he start. Not other people start. Before he think he's wrong, I'm right. Now his anger go away, he call back this storyline. That time he can see his report. Then this problem finished. He never angry about this problem. I want to say is, when your this anger is go away, you think about this, then you can
different, you can see a different
point. Different point of view or understanding can see. So defilement go away, not let go. Immediately not let go. Sit, continue watch. How to say? For example, you eat something, this. You liking this taste. And you continue eat. This taste continue happen. If you watch your liking, the liking come down. And that time the mind liking is come down, watch again this taste. This taste is really one, really good or not? Check again. Then you realize this taste is also gone. Only a few minutes, a few seconds this taste is gone. So no need to attach. Because of no greed, you can see as it is. If you when your liking so strong, you cannot see as it is. So watch your liking mind or disliking mind, go away and try to see again this object. Really, this object really want to be like or dislike.
So when after the sadness went away, I call it back.
Mm.
I mean, I look at the storyline.
Yeah.
And see why I was that.
Yes, when your mind is strong,
right.
You're ready, you're very healthy. The mind is very good. Somebody call back. Check
story,
again.
Storyline or
Yeah.
Right. Storyline.
Yeah. Whatever. It's to call back the storyline. What happened? Check. But you take care of your angry fast, angry go down, then you call back.
Okay. Thank you.
And also sometimes you can learn from this you call back this experience, thought. Just thought is a thought. This idea and you watch. When you are angry, go down. This attitude also you need, this is a thought. That time you can understand, this is a thought.
Yeah.
In this Portland, one old man, he very suffer, a lot of emotion. Then in the view time, he no chance to talk with me. He want to talk, I have suffer. But he no chance to talk, then he go back, the thought is continue happening, the mind also suffer. But he watch his mind. Then he think, if you say to teacher what the teacher reply, what the teacher reply, he think. Then he realize, this just a thought, this thought. Then the feeling gone. He just watch his mind, he suffer a thought and suffering. He just watch, then he realize coming. This is just thought, is a thought, just a thought. Before, you not understand just a thought. He all the time involved this thought. Then he more suffer. That time, he's not suffer anymore. He very happy the whole day. No more the whole day he suffer. This memory coming, he suffer, memory coming, suffer. So, vipassana is try to understand it. Try to watch, not want to go away or want to come. Not want to happening. Good situation also don't want to happen again. Bad situation also don't want go away. Just watch and learn. Every time come again, or watch patient and right attitude. Okay. Yes. Very difficult understanding arises and not easy to say, but very difficult. Easy to say, but very difficult. Sometimes I cannot how to say the understanding. If you understand already, then easy to talk. If you're not understanding, very difficult to say. What is the understanding?
So, Sayadaw, you're saying the understanding, it takes time. You keep doing that, you keep take time.
Yes.
You can get some knowledge of Dharma talk or something.
Yeah, you need
to
a lot of yeah.
Right, and then
information practice, learning, you also very interest. Then long time the understanding arising. In IMS, the lady said, I said asking question and aware. She asking, the mind immediately answer coming. Very funny. Because she asked something, the mind, she asked question, some question coming, the mind immediately answer, give the answer. Because this greed. This is not real. Then slowly, the mind is more confused. She asking something, the mind gets answer, wrong answer. He don't know yet, but he want to be get answer, right answer. That's why answer come again. Then mind more confused. That's why I said, if you ask something, why this happening? Sometimes you need to wait 3 years.
You told me before.
But they want to immediately understand. This is a lover. That's why you more confused. Why this happened? Learn many years.
I'm sorry, loba is green?
Yes.
Okay.
I learned I ask you one question, my life. Why the mind is suffer? This one question. And I apply this many years, 5 years, get the answer. Why the mind is suffering? This only one. All the time watching. Every mind coming, a body, a mind, whatever, thinking, feeling, everything. Watch. I want to know why the mind suffers. Only one question, but many years to understand.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes. But many people.
I heard someone say you had a beautiful wife, right? I mean when you were young. How can you get how from you that? She go.
Yeah. What?
How you did you?
My wife, my family.
I mean your wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who say my wife is a very wonderful wife? I never think this is my wonderful wife.
Yeah, when
that time,
yeah.
Many people ask this question. How do you get it? How do you get your
attachment?
Attachment.
Yeah.
I said that time I know attachment. That's why I know you. Already. Mind no touch anymore. That's why I no need to cut. People think how difficult to cut as your family.
That's right.
I'm not touch my that time. I'm not touch my family.
No, 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 that's
already. That's why I no need to cut. I do my job.
Is it because you don't have a good relationship with your wife, or is it because you?
relationship, yes, have. But if you need, I talk. If you don't need, I'm not talking.
Okay, sorry.
That time I continue like this, so I'm very not communication like the normal people like this. If you need, I talk. No need, I not talk. So many things is no need. So she is a suffer at that time. She many times she cry. But that time I understand it. She cries, her suffering is her responsibility, not my responsibility. That time I realized. Then one day, 2 days, 3 days, every night she cry, and slowly she stop because no walking.
in the story, the Buddha, after he get enlightened, Buddha come back to help his wife to meditate, and she get enlightened.
But that time is I daily life I aware myself. That time my understanding is all the time happen, so I'm not attached to anything.
Yeah.
So easy to go.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's
the only desire. Yeah. Defilement is if you strong defilement, you get very difficult to do.
Oh, you personal to do jump pure ma, ngah jump pure. Oh, Ingli ma, I want to ask you something personal, so.
I don't know. I want to say I think it's for you. That's what we think about. Very difficult. That time very funny. My son born, he showed me this one. That time I said, oh, this is not my son. He's another. I owe. I think the meaning is this. Not I owe.
Yeah.
His nature is his way to come and go. I already know that time I saw. Oh, sometimes someone coming. This is not my son.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. This is funny talk.
That's a karma, yeah, right?
He didn't tell his wife. I mean, in his own mind.
Yeah. When my wife is born, the operation. I walk in meditation outside. Very peaceful.
Yeah.
I don't know this when he's born or what happened, I don't know. I walk in meditation very peacefully. Then Dada comes. Baby come. I was all this is my face. No. That's funny. Not easy. This is not easy. People they look their children. Ah, my son. Then, attachment. My baby on at the wrong view coming, the whole life.
Yeah, you're right. I admire you about that. Yeah, because the man always say, oh, my wife, my children, my property.
One time, in daily life, I watch my wife all the time. Every day, the mindset, my home, my car, my slipper, my house. I afraid this one, the whole day is mine. The mindset, everything, she saw everything, the mindset, I mean myself.
Yeah.
Oh, then I said, I afraid, very dangerous. Oh, everything is related to the mind. It's a we call papancha. Tana mana deity is
papancha,
created the whole world. Then I look my father, he is the tenth son. 10 children, eh?
Yes.
There are many children coming. How many I? This is my son. This is my son. This is my son. My grandchild, grandson, grandson. Man, my I is many. So very afraid. So many I. Okay.
I have a question. You said that you should look at the awareness, not the object. But for some of us who are wrongly conditioned to look at the object, how can we look at the awareness?
How do you know your object? You're not aware, you can how to know the object? Just shift. Because now you
mean how to change the habit or how to know the awareness?
How to know the awareness? Because if this is the object, if this is the mind that is looking the object,
you explain like this.
I supposed to look at this.
Yes. Yes. Now you hand touching. Do you know? Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know the feeling touching?
I know it's touching.
And that's why I said why. Why do you know this sensation?
The mind is here.
Yes. You know the mind is doing this?
All I know is it's warm. It's touching.
Okay. If you're not aware, how do you know this touching? If you're thinking other as.
Then I don't know.
Yeah. Now you recognize the mind is attention.
Uh-huh.
Do you recognize the mind is attention? Okay.
All I know is it's warm.
Okay.
It's touching.
So touching. Then you mind switch your need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the mind switch?
Yes.
It is this mind. The mind direction, eh? The mind pay attention this, and they pay attention that. You don't know this mind doing?
But it's moved from one object to another object.
Huh?
But it's moved from one object to another object.
Yes, but you recognize the mind switching.
Right. Huh? So she means she focus on the object. So even you say aware, but you still move from one object to another object.
Yes, you switch into another object. Huh?
Yes.
But do you recognize the mind switching?
Yes.
Huh? We call this awareness.
So that is what I'm supposed to look.
Yes.
I'm supposed to stand back and look at what is
the mind doing.
What the mind is aware. What the mind is aware of. A mind is attention or not. Huh?
Okay.
So sometimes you practice the whole body, switch this part, this part, attention. Then the mind, you know the mind is aware this, aware that.
Okay.
So if you walk in meditation, sometimes you left, right, the mind attention this, the attention that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize?
Yeah.
This is mind. You know the mind, you know the left already.
Okay. So let's say if I walk, and then I'm aware of
left, right,
sensation here, hearing, light, warmth, heat, whatever. So if I'm aware of those things, that is aware of the awareness.
You recognize there is awareness, mean it to say. Do you recognize there and you aware? You're aware.
Yeah.
This means it's awareness, the same.
Okay.
For me, first, if my mind, when my mind arrives, I know it is bad.
What mind?
Bad. I mean, thinking. Thoughts arise.
No.
Wholesome mind or unwholesome mind. First, I know. If unwholesome mind, for example, anger arise, I know it is suffer. Suffer. Then I go back to the main object.
For pressing.
Yeah. Rise and falling, or my hand moving, and the anger disappear.
And my mind
come back to normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
You understand the mind nature, the mind calm down, or anger have or not, you know everything the mind doing. And attention, here, there, okay. And awareness, continue awareness, you know the mind is aware this, aware that, aware this, aware that. Then slowly, you recognize you are not aware. You lose awareness, you recognize. Do you recognize that the mind is not aware?
Only after I do it for a long time, that is only aware. But only after a long time.
But beginning, you need aware any object, huh? Start, no problem. Slowly, slowly, you realize the mind is aware. That time, no object. Don't go to the object. You check your mind is aware or not,
right.
Aware or not.
Yeah.
And slowly change, move, switch, move. Slowly, fast you start to the object. Okay, no problem. Continue. Then you know the mind is aware. That time, you check the mind is aware or not.
Okay.
And you see the mind, you understand that time? Oh, okay, the mind is aware. That time, your attention is switch your mind, not object.
Okay.
That time, the mind, naturally the mind calm down. Awareness also sharp. That time, the awareness is obvious. Understand?
Yeah.
That time, you change you check your awareness there or not. This morning, I said, how to open the sixth sense door?
Yeah.
Means, you know the mind is aware, the sixth sense door open. You know, you follow the sixth sense door, aware sound, aware singing, aware nose, smell, aware taste. No need to follow this object.
Mm-hmm.
You stay in the awareness there,
mm-hmm.
you can stay in the awareness, then the sixth sense door is open. Because you know the mind is aware,
mm-hmm.
Mind know everything.
So I want to ask if we have no object at that time, we got to.
Who said we have no object? All the time, object is there.
But sometimes the mind don't think anything.
Oh.
So look at the mind.
Okay, the mind is thinking.
Yeah.
This object, huh? The mind is no thinking.
There's still the object.
Is you aware of what's going on in the body?
No, you're
yeah.
aware that the mind is not thinking.
Yeah.
Aware the mind is not thinking.
Right. Okay. Sound is object, no?
Uh-huh.
No sound also?
Object.
You can listening, no sound? Sometimes you're listening but no sound. Sound is object. No sound also object. Your attention is mind. Huh? Sound is object.
So I have a question. Well, you taught me a lot, then I shouldn't have any question. But
I'm not happy to talk English long time. This is the first time. Because I try to practice, but she go back tomorrow. So I need to talk.
Okay, I slow down. I said you've been teaching me a lot.
Hmm.
And all I need to try to practice
yeah.
whatever you taught me.
Hmm.
And lately I try to keep mindfulness, keep awareness continuously.
Mm.
And then I, on some of the sitting,
mm.
when I do meditation, sitting meditation, I keep looking at the awareness. I mean, like looking at my mind continuously.
Mm.
Of course, when I look at the mind,
mm. it's what mind? State of mind or awareness?
The awareness.
Okay.
I look at the mind.
Okay.
I look at
state of mind.
State of mind.
Okay.
I look at the state of mind. See, everything is gone. When I look at it, everything disappears.
Okay.
It means the thought, no thought there, nothing.
Oh.
See, I'm aware of knowing. Of knowing. Knowing that
knowing what?
No thought.
No thought.
I'm aware of that too. But I mean, if I keep continuing, look at the mind like that.
Mm.
Then
be quiet.
At the end of the sitting, I have a heavy hand.
Yes.
Very heavy.
Yes. Yes. This no thought is don't pay attention to this. That time is more obvious. Is this no thought quiet state? You know? This is not obvious. That time is more obvious awareness. Aware that this experience.
So don't look at the mind anymore.
Because you not know that this is a mind. You know only this quiet. You not understanding this is a mind. Understand? You not understanding this no thought is mind, huh?
Yes.
But not understanding. You cannot catch this as object.
Object.
If you know the mind, real nature of the mind, all the time change. Mind, nature of the mind, all the time change. Mind cannot still. Well, characteristic of mind is never still, all the time move.
Well, yes, but
you no move is not, this is not reality.
If I look at it, then I can stop the intention of the thought. When the thought come, I see the intention come up.
Yeah.
I look at it, it disappeared.
Why you look at it?
Because
if,
I
if
will
not
be
look
aware
at it, you
of
cannot
it.
See. If you're not looking, you can see or not.
Well, I aware of it. I mean, I look at that. It means I aware of it.
Okay. No need to look. Huh? You already see. Or you try to see.
Wow.
That is the problem. You're watching every mind coming. Huh? Just they are coming. You no need to focus like this.
I see.
If
I
you focus like this, stop.
Yeah.
I think I focus too much. Because I focus
you
now, I
do
stop.
Like this,
yeah.
Then nature is stopped.
Right.
Because he cannot do. You cannot see the as it is. Because you the mind is powerful. Your mind, this mind is powerful. You use like this, the nature is stopped.
Right.
So let it be.
Yes.
Just watch and learn. Then you all the time the mind changes. You still like this, stuck. That's why I said this is a samatha, or not samatha, powerful mindfulness. Awareness very strong. Awareness is not one to look. You can see what's happening. That's why I said, why do you want to look? No need to look. Understand?
Yes.
Don't look,
yes.
Just see. See like this.
How is that different from mindfulness?
That's why you understand your mindfulness is like this.
So it's just mindfulness.
It's not mindful. He's saying that is not mindfulness. Don't do that kind of mindfulness.
You already awareness very sharp. You can see everything coming. Enough. Then you do over. Over, over, over energy, then the nature over. Not really as it is
yeah,
not coming.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I said disappear is
yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
because of you watch all,
yeah.
Nature is already disappear. Which way? Nature is already come and go itself. You watching like this, then you see like this, come and go, come and go. That time you can understand it impermanent. If you watch it disappear, this is not impermanent. Because of you force to stop the nature.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Oh, very important.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Long time, you know, you play this long time. Wow.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I mixed up between that.
Yeah.
Because when I have the pain,
yeah.
When I look at my the mind, the pain was gone.
Gone.
So that way I see the
reality
benefit
of
it, and I try to keep looking at the mind.
Yes.
Because I always
it's
have
energy,
pain.
Eh? Like
yeah.
Energy you watch. Nature of the watching the nature of the characteristic of awareness is he not push anything. He just seeing and understanding arise. Understanding already, that's all. Let that happen, nature.
See, my problem is I always have the pain because I have arthritis.
Yeah, that's
and
why you are samadhi.
The mind is gone, the pain is gone. That's why I can
yeah,
take
yeah,
a long
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
In IMS, also one guy, he also like this, the whole body pain. So he used a lot of samadhi. Then the brain not coming. And slowly, slowly, he cannot sleep. 7 days. His energy is so strong, cannot sleep.
But it's not right, not good.
Because his energy is so strong, then the body pain is less. Huh?
Yes.
But not understanding. Because you suppress the samadhi and your anger. Huh? Dosa you suppress. Dosa. Dosa cannot come. Dosa you no pain. Actually, it's a reality of nature. Is they happen in this way. No? We are not trying to focus. We try to awareness strong awareness and watch. Strong awareness means it's no lobha, no dosa, no force. Then you see nature happening itself, pain also not disappear. He do his job. Actually, the body have pain have. The body changing already have. Why you want to stop? We not try to stop. We try to learn and understand it right.
Sometimes it's too painful. I couldn't
yes,
handle
that's
it. So look at that, and it's gone.
Because your mind is so strong. But samadhi is so strong. That's why you watch your feeling. The feeling is the mind cannot feel anymore. That's why I said vipassana is let the nature doing itself. And we wisdom is backup. Wisdom is that right attitude means it's backup. Not involved, this is not me. Then he backup, he outside and learn. This is a vipassana. If you involve and do something, it's samatha.
So we're observing nature.
Yes.
Let the nature run its course and understanding it.
Yes. You see the scientists. What? They want to know the real nature. They let them happen. They just watch. If you involve, they cannot see the nature. They cannot understand the nature. This is a vipassana also the same. You see the weather coming, what happening, and you do like this. That's all. Oh, what happening? Recognize, eh? Like it. Then you see the many things and you understand. Then you use. This is vipassana. Not try to involve the nature. Let that happen. And only thing is how to watch. Right attitude, wisdom, and how to watch. This is the more important.